The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
HD2, Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Woo! Oh! Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride on a walk as one Thursday. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. The morning Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, we appreciate you keeping the conversation going all day. And my partner, my guy, David Kaplan, is at it again. Cap and Bernie's Book Bank. You know, we talk about Bernie's Book Bank every day on this show. The reason why is because we want you to give to a great cause, which we'll talk about here today. Cap and Bernie's Book Bank CEO Darren Yutnick are walking 20 miles from Guaranteed Rate up to Wrigley and back down to Guaranteed Rate at 35th and Vec. The third annual walk to benefit Bernie's Book Bank. And if you're not familiar with it, as we have our conversation, go to berniesbookbank.org and donate. And Cap, another big day for you and for Bernie's Book Bank and for the station. This is going to be awesome again this year.
Yeah, I'm so excited, Hoodie. It's so great to be with you and everybody. It's a huge, huge day, to raise money for such an amazing charity, Bernie's Book Bank. For people that don't know, they provide high-quality learning materials and books to underserved boys and girls. And as you have so eloquently said so many times, there are so many kids in the area that do not have Wi-Fi. We take for granted that we've got Wi-Fi and got access to all these different things. Mm-hmm. These kids don't. And I've been part of a couple of book distributions. They go to schools every day. They've got semis all over the place. Mm-hmm. They've donated and distributed over 22 million books to kids in the area. And so they need our help. And we are going to raise north of 200 grand today. And if you want to help, you can. A dollar helps. A billion helps. Mm-hmm. Berniesbookbank.org. And so Darren and I and a handful of others, Jim Miller from Hawthorne will be there. Our friend Greg Braggs is always there.
Sure.
And we're going to walk, as you said. We start a Guaranteed Rate at 8:30. We walk all the way to Wrigley. Then we go to a school and do a book distribution. I'm telling you, it's one of the most amazing things to watch. These kids get so excited. And then we walk all the way back to Guaranteed Rate and then throw out the first pitch.
And I've been part of these and seeing you at the finish line the last couple of years, and it's just fun. And I will just tell you, Cap, that, you know, people say, you know, I have my own personal charity that I'm interested in, and that's fine. But I just want to make sure it's very clear. This is not for our station. It's about the kids. I mean, you just take it for granted, Cap, that, you know, everyone can just get Wi-Fi. Anyone can get reading materials. But if you care about the next generation, and some very much so care about the next generation, you should care about their education and their learning materials. You know, Cap, you and I have been at book distributions at schools before, too.
Mm-hmm.
The look on the kids' face.
It's amazing.
Knowing that they're going to get reading materials, right, that they're going to get books. Now, you think in this digital age that, oh, okay, well, you know, does anyone flip through pages anymore? Yeah, kids do.
Oh.
Yeah, kids do.
You and I were in Dixmoor.
Yeah.
We went to the book distribution. There's the big Bernie's truck pulls up.
Yeah.
And you and I went to different classrooms, mm-hmm. and I had this little girl go, oh, my God, I'm new in this school. This is the first book I've ever owned.
Think about that.
I'm like, excuse me? What do you mean? It's the first book I've ever gotten. She was a sixth grader. Her parents can't afford books. And I was emotional, thinking, oh, my God. We take it for granted, and to be able to do that, to see the work that Darren Utnick, his team of amazing people over at Bernie's, it's incredible what they do. Incredible. So it's a small little sliver of their work, but it impacts so many.
You know, the one thing that gets me every time is that when you go to a book distribution, go to a school, and a child says, can I keep this? Yeah, this is yours. They think that... through a child's eyes, they think that Bernie's Book Bank's a library, that you're just checking in the book for just a day or two and you got to give it back. Like, no, this is yours.
Right. They get a bag. There's three or four books in there. Yeah. And then we were in the class together where the one little kid said, I have that book already. Can I trade you for that book?
There's a lot of caps in there. There's a lot of
it's
caps.
Like there being GMs in there.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'll give you two of these. You give me that one.
There's a lot of caps in there that's making trades with books. Like, yes. I like that character, or I like that book, or I like that author.
Right.
Kids are smart, man. They see the author. They see the way the book is designed. It's like, you know what? That suits me. I'll trade you these two for one. Like, hey. You guys do what you want to do. Just right. enjoy the books, right?
Right.
But you got some sharks in there.
They do.
Looking for books.
It's
you know?
An amazing, amazing thing these people do. Bernie's Book Bank. If you don't know anything about it, please just go to berniesbookbank.org. It's my favorite charity in the world. It's the one that I have pledged my heart to.
Yes. And Bernie's Book Bank serves Cook, DuPage, Kane, Lake, McHenry, and Will counties. And they're all over the place. You can't miss the truck when it comes around because they do so much for so many people. Now, this is a different route for you on this walk.
Mm-hmm. You start at guaranteed rate.
That's funny. I was not part of the plans this year. I guess the door was closed. Usually, I have my beak in the plans.
Either.
Oh, you weren't a part of this? They planned your route for you?
Darren and his team, that Nikki and Sarna and everybody over there, they planned the whole thing.
Hmm.
The whole deal.
Usually, you know, back in the last couple of years, we kind of just, you know, put your beak in there and find out what the route is.
I stuck my beak in the first year. We walked from here at work all the way back up to Highland Park.
Right.
It's 29 miles.
Yep.
I thought my knees were going to explode at the end of the day. Last year, they said, here's what we're doing, and we hit every college and pro stadium in the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long day.
Yes.
And today, it's guaranteed rate to Wrigley, to a school, back to Wrigley.
To guaranteed rate.
I mean, back to guaranteed rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we throw out the first pitch, where I'm sure I'll be roundly booed, and I'm okay with that.
Okay, well, let's talk about this for a second. All right, so you're going to be throwing out the first pitch. Now, there's already odds this morning, before we can even turn the lights on the seventh floor, about what you're going to do with that first pitch. I know you're going to throw a strike. That's not I mean, here's a guy here that's in an old man's league who's a pitcher. Think he's going to bounce one in? You don't bounce one in on the old man's league. So why do you think you're going to do that at guaranteed rate? Yes, you're going to have this long walk, yes. But at some point, you'll be able to just chill for a second, gather yourself, and like President Bush at Yankee Stadium, strike one, 0-1. No balls in a strike. That's what's going to happen.
If I bounce it, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
You're not going to bounce it. You don't bounce in the old man's league.
Right.
Now, again, it is a major league stadium.
Correct.
The mound's probably a little different, a little higher than what you're used to.
Yep.
But it'll be a strike.
Be ready to rock and roll. Looking forward to it. So we'll be there for the unfortunate pronouncement of death on the White Sox. It is what it is.
You can't bounce it, though. I mean, because you understand that when you're on the mound, you represent us.
Yes.
You represent Shea Norling.
Yes.
JR.
Yes.
You can't do that.
Yes.
So you have to throw a strike.
Correct. I do want to say thank you to Keith Williams, our market manager, who's, you know, basically betting his mortgage that I'm going to bounce it in.
His mortgage?
Yes.
Okay.
But Danny Zetterman, our director of content, has been so amazingly supportive, as has Keith and the marketing department and the sales department here at this station. The station's doing, from 10 o'clock on, remotes at Cork and Kerry all day to support this walk.
I know that you are taken aback by that. I can bring down the curtain, and you're actually very surprised of that support that we're going to be broadcasting.
We have I'm not surprised. I'm just so humbled and pleased that what this station does.
Yeah.
Like people talk about culture. It's not just talk here. From Craig. Craig texted me last night. He's the head of Good Karma.
Craig Karmazin.
Craig Karmazin. Mm-hmm. Our ultimate boss.
Yes.
Teammate.
Yes.
Hey, man, 10 grand. I'm in. I mean, Kyle Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks reached out. I'm not going to reveal the number. It's big.
I saw it. It's pretty sizable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a guy at the Sox game that my friend Larry, who's a minority owner of the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
You got a pen on you? Yeah, get one here from the girl right here.
Pen.
Here you go. He had his checkbook in his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Took out a check and wrote me a check for $5,000. You saw it. It's right here.
I saw it.
$5,000. I mean, you get all these different people that are calling me and saying, hey, man, I can't give that much, but I can give this much. And we're going to be north of $200,000. And it's such a huge thing for the people at Bernie's to have this money to be able to help these kids.
The north of 200 grand, of course, involves your fine money.
Some of my fine money is in there.
Some! Did you bring money today?
Got to be north of $1 million. Money. 200 grand, that's not enough to cover the fines.
What does that mean?
When I woke up this morning,
fines.
I got up at 4.
Yeah?
Went to bed almost midnight. I couldn't sleep. And
why?
Felt like I was packing to go on a trip.
Were you concerned that the Sox were going to come back in that game yesterday?
No, I recorded my recap in like the bottom of the seventh.
Brother, that was nighty night. It's like, oh, it's a blowout. Good night.
That's it.
Don't you want to stay up? No, honey. We can go to bed tonight.
Done.
Nice and early.
Done.
So long, everybody.
I'm out. Cubs late early. I'm out. But my wife said at 4 in the morning, do you have money with you? Do you need cash? I have some. And I said, I actually have a little. She's like, you should always have money with you because you get fined a lot.
Oh, she knows the bit, huh?
Yeah.
Ah! She knows that you need a little cash.
Correct.
Because you, as averaging, what would you say, Shay? Average about $2 to $3 a day?
Yeah, I was going to say we're about 3 fines a day right now.
Oh, my God.
So it's either my phone rings, so I forget to turn the ringer off.
Yes.
Or I cough
yes.
without turning the cough button on.
Yeah, you've been better with that lately.
Much better.
Yeah.
And the other one is I forget that someone else isn't turning my mic on like a TV. I have to actually do that on the radio. But yeah, I heard Sylvie talking about it the other day.
What did he say?
He was talking about the walk, and he and Waddle were discussing it. And it's just so cool. Black and Abdallah.
Yep.
At 10,
yep.
Carmen Yerk at noon, mm-hmm. Waddle and Sylvie, and then we go into White Sox baseball, and just to see all the teams in town, I mean all the teams in town making donations, good donations, and our station, I can't say again thank you enough to Danny and Keith and Dave Scharf and sales and the marketing team with Travis and everybody. And my partner is always there, lockstep on this walk with me. So you're the greatest.
This is what we call all in.
Live life all in.
Right?
I thought it was Alan.
Well, I mean, on you, it's Alan. Yeah. The letter's a little too close on the arm. Go ahead, Shay.
I was just going to say, Cap also has a huge opportunity tonight with this first pitch. Cap, if you really groove one over the middle from the rubber, they might put you in the bullpen.
How about that?
Oh,
let's see. We can go to Joe Kelly. Nah, that no. Shaky bastard.
Shaky bastard.
Put Cap in.
Yes. It'll be fine.
Hi, private.
Here's Kaplan in the wide, and the 1-0 is outside 2-0. Oh, Kaplan struggling early. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the wine and the 2-0. Line drive in a right field of base hit.
Two more are going to score for the Guardians.
You could be any worse than Josh Harrison.
But I just took my requisite 9 Advils or Aleves.
9?
No, I took 2. Take 2.
Yep.
I have a little CBD, like pain cream.
Sure.
It gets a little... About mile 18, you really start to feel it.
I have a question about mile 14, 15, 16. I have a question. because I think something will be different this year than the previous two.
Really?
Yep. We'll talk about it coming up next. Justin Fields gives his comments about the fans. He says what's on his mind. And did he apologize?
Yeah, I think he did. So all you out there who were firing at me and Hoodie, what are you guys doing? Take that.
We will talk about it coming up next on Cap and J-Hood. Cap and J-Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad that you're with us here with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Still to come, Shot or No Shot comes up at 8 o'clock. Here on this Walk Is One Thursday, a special, special day for us here at ESPN 1000 because my guy, Cap, will walk that 20 miles with others, stops along the route. Will you see Wrigley Field in Obvious Shirts? You will see them, right?
Yes. Joe Johnson over at Obvious Shirts designed this year's shirt. You just got yours?
Yes, yes.
Me, since I've been on soda and lost weight, they brought one that was too big and another one that was too small.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get my shirt.
So you got to get one that's just right.
Just right.
Will you be around UIC or DePaul?
I don't
in
think.
In that area?
I don't actually. I'm just walking where they tell me. It'll be about 23 miles.
Yes. Yes. Now, here's the. Let me pay off the tease here. Then we'll go to the phone lines. So I think that this will be, in my mind, easier for you because you have lost weight. Like, you're not carrying around so much Samsonite luggage.
Correct.
Like you had the last couple of
30
years.
30 pounds, right? Gone.
So maybe this will be a bit more of a breeze for you. I know if Danny was here, he'd tell you that you should be sitting.
Sitting where?
Just resting, because it's a long day for you.
I've worked with you now north of 2 years.
Yes.
I've never sat down in this radio show, okay, ever.
Okay, we can't say that. That's, okay. Now it's hyperbole, now it's not true.
When have I ever sat?
When you've had sex the night before.
Oh, that was one night.
You had sex one night?
No. That was one night after I'd had sex.
You can't say never.
I was recovering from the COVID.
Okay, well, there was a couple of times where you've had to be, I'm a little tired. What happened? And I had to find out that you and Mindy, you know. That happened. Am I wrong?
You're correct. Okay,
so you got to realize I'm here every day, right? I'm here every day. Thank you very much, though. I mean, it's a great thought that I never... Actually, you do, especially from the night before.
Rarely.
Weak in legs. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Justin Fields had his comments on the fans yesterday. Now, I watched it just... You saw the clip, too, right?
I did.
A couple of bullet points there. Did he have to read a little bit of a statement? Or was he looking down? I thought he had a couple of bullet points there.
And to all those, especially one jackaloon out there on Twitter.
I can't believe Cap and Hood are going to, they're turning on Justin.
We didn't turn on him. We love him as our quarterback. We hope he develops into a really good player. He's struggling right now. But what he said was wrong, and he knew it. Immediately knew. I didn't even want to come out and talk to you guys. Well, guess what, Justin? That's part of the responsibility through good and bad that when you get your ass kicked again by Green Bay, you got to come out and face the music. And the Bears told him, no, you're the quarterback of the football team. You will go out and speak, period. And he did.
It's going to be a lot of long days for him, a lot of long Sundays. He better get used to it.
Yes.
Because ultimately, Cap, he's the face of the team.
Correct.
So he's got to be, I mean, he's going to get a lot of mic time because, I don't know, he's the quarterback of the team.
Correct.
So he better get over it quickly.
Quickly.
Yeah.
So he apologized.
Well, at first it was, you know, the Packers, and then it was just like, I don't know, just the emotional investment that you put in, you know, every day, just everything. It just sucks losing. And I mean, I've never, you know, liked losing. So even as a little kid, my dad used to be playing me in basketball, playing me in basketball in the backyard. I used to like cry when I lost. So it's just like, you know, I don't like losing at all. Like it just doesn't sit right, you know, with me.
How about this?
Yeah. So Monday, you know, we kind of just, you know, come in and watch film and, you know, kind of learn from the mistakes. And, you know, you're still, you know, not in the best mood, but towards the end of Monday, you start to, you know, get back on your feet. And me personally, I'm going to wake up. Today I woke up at 5:40, so I'm waking up early, like changing up my whole routine because, like, I just hate the feeling of losing. Like, Sunday it hit different. So, like, it hit different than all the losses last year. It's just like when you know, when we come in and put in so much work, like from the morning to the afternoon, and, you know, when I see my teammates on Thursday, Friday, when I see them, you know, getting happy to go home early to put their little girl to bed, like stuff like that. So it's just like all that stuff we do to prepare for the game on Sunday and we come out with a loss, it just sucks. So I'm just, you know, trying to change up my routine a little bit, you know, trying to, you know, just get in as much work as possible, just knowing, you know, that I can't do anything more to prepare, you know, for this game mentally and, you know, also physically.
How about the blowback?
Oh, I mean, I was getting tagged and, you know, a bunch of stuff on social media. So, the fans definitely let me know for sure. But, I didn't mean it to, you know, come off like that. But, of course, you know, Barstool or whatever, you know, tried to make it seem like I did. So, they did a good job doing that.
And
of course,
there are people
that,
you know,
that bought into it. But, hey, just clearing that up.
Boy, calling out a brand name there. Did you hear what Justin said, eh? This kid. I mean, so that's calls out Barstool. I guess that's where he saw it first. So he ultimately, Cap, is saying that, hey, you know, he didn't mean to go after the fans. He respects the fans, but also was going after the media or whoever that thought that what he said was wrong.
And he did not even want to speak to the media after the game, but he had to, and he talked about that as well. And then I'm getting up now at 5:40. Let me make this clear to you, Justin. No one cares. Mitch was in the building. In the building!
Mm-hmm.
Every day between 5 and 5:30. And guess what? He didn't play very well here. It didn't matter. There are not people walking around town pining for Mitch Trubisky to come back. Other than me. And, kidding. And you're getting up at 5:40. I don't really care if you get up at 11:40, roll in a hangover, and throw 4 touchdowns. No one cares unless you win. Just play good football. Period. But don't ever disrespect the fans.
Well, the fans don't put the work in.
Yes, they do. Whether they buy a same-game parlay with you and your yards on it, whether they buy your jersey, whether they buy a Bears hat, a ticket, or they put their butt down and they're on their couch watching on the TV that they had to scrape together to buy so they could cheer their sorry-ass football team on. That's all that matters. Don't ever disrespect them again.
More from Justin Fields.
You know, I was mad after the game, and I mean, I like to address this now to get everything cleared up. But you know, there was a thing that I said on Sunday after the game where I said, you know, the fans don't put in work. And when I was, you know, first off, you know, I was frustrated after the game. So you know, number one, I didn't want to come and talk to you guys. I wasn't in the mood to come and talk to you guys. So you know, I should have did a better job explaining what I meant by that. But what I meant by that was I'm talking about work, you know, regarding the game on Sunday, winning the game. You know, I don't know any fans. I don't know what they're doing in their personal lives. And I respect every fan that we have. I'm, you know, glad that we have fans. So, you know, I would never disrespect, you know, anybody on what they do or what they love to do. And, you know, that was, you know, it came off like that. And, of course, you know, some social media outlets, they, you know, quoted my quote and, you know, they got a big buzz out of it. So, of course, they did a great job doing that. And, of course, social media is going to do that. But, yeah, I just wanted to clear that up right now. And, you know, now back to the question. I'm sorry. I just want to clear that up.
What's so funny? Nervous
Nothing.
Laughter.
Nervous laughter.
Nervous laughter. I would have been sitting there like, yeah, so, listen. He's got to understand that you're the quarterback of the Bears. If he doesn't understand now, then when will he understand? Like,
well,
you're the face
of
the team.
Now.
Yeah.
He relayed yesterday that he had a conversation with his dad.
Yeah.
And his dad said, son, you are the freaking quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
Careful.
To paraphrase.
Okay.
Anything you say and do, if you're out too late, if you get a speeding ticket, whatever it is.
Yes.
You are going to be scrutinized.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand that.
You want to fire back? Go right ahead. But ultimately, he's got to understand this. When it comes to the fans and people you don't know, just leave it out. Just keep it to football. Yeah, you didn't want to talk to the media. It's part of your job.
Correct.
So when it comes to the fans, if you think less of us, fine. Fine. At least I know how you feel. I always say this. You got a problem with me? Just tell me to my face so at least I know where you stand.
Correct.
Don't let me hear it from someplace else.
Correct.
So if he feels that way, Cap, that's fine. I just want him to ball out. That's all.
Just play good football.
If you got a chip on your shoulder, you probably want to win some games first.
Correct. 7 for 11 for 70 yards. They ain't going to cut it, kid.
7 for 11 soon. I don't want to talk to y'all.
So I went back and watched the All-22 yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Dude, in the third quarter, he dropped back, and they gave him prime time protection. He had a pocket. He had plenty of time. And there's a guy running down the field with his arm up, like waving, I'm wide open here for a bomb. His name is E.Q. Brown. Equanimeous St. Brown.
I saw it.
He plays for us. Justin looked, pumped. No, I don't think I can get it there. What? It's wide open. Then he looked to the left first, looked deep, and then he checked down on third and nine for 6 yards.
Yo, give
punt.
Up.
Punt.
Give up. Yeah.
Give up.
Come on in here, Darren Utnick. Come on in here from birdiesbookbank.org. He'll be with us next right here on Cap and J-Hood. Captain J-Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. This is a Walk as One Thursday as my partner David Kaplan and Birdie's Book Bank CEO Darren Utnick are walking 20 miles from guaranteed rate up to Wrigley and back down to guaranteed rates. And Darren joins us here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's so so good to see my guys. And
scary,
I'm
isn't
so,
it?
No, you look great, buddy. Cap, good to see you as well.
Good to see you. You're not usually up this early.
I am. I'm always up this early listening to you guys.
How about that?
But I'm so thankful to be down here. So thankful to ESPN Chicago, your partnership, Walk as One Chicago, the third annual.
Crazy.
And it's going to be the biggest and the best.
Yes. And my man here is going to have to throw out the first pitch at guaranteed rate. Cup fan at guaranteed rate.
Both of us.
And well, so, I'm not worried about you and your first pitch. I mean, you can get it done.
I hope so. I hope the gun shows that I threw it a little harder than Cappy.
Yeah. How about that?
How about I throw a strike at least?
It's not at the same time, right? You guys are not throwing at the same time. It's
not like
simultaneously.
Not simultaneously. It'd be one after the other.
Okay, good. Who's going to go first?
Let him go first.
That's right. The CEO.
That's all right. I'll put the pressure on you.
The big boss. How about
we'll
that?
We'll see.
Now, from the rubber, if you pardon the expression, or will it be off the mound?
You know, I fancy myself an ex-baseball player. If they let me on the bump, I'm going on the rubber and
going
to try it.
I'm definitely going from the rubber. Yeah. Definitely.
I'm not surprised.
I got Keith Williams, our boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's basically betting everything that I'll throw it in the dirt, or I won't come close to getting it all the way there.
Now, you can just lob it, Darren. Don't do the histrionics. You don't want to be 50 Cent or Dr. Fauci and throw it to the backstop. Don't do that.
I don't want to airmail it. I don't need a 55-footer. But I'm willing to you know, get all the gas out of the tank and wow. throw out the arm a little bit if I need to.
Oh, man.
I'm going into the windup.
Don't be doing all that nonsense now. Don't do that. Slide step. You're an older gentleman. Slide step. Don't hurt yourself.
I'm going to go full windup.
Don't do that. Don't
Miguel
do that.
Cairo's going to come out. Hello, senor. Can you pitch out of my bullpen?
Yes.
Yes.
I think you mispronounced clean our bullpen.
Yes.
Clean it. Not actually before a minute. This is such a great event. And you know, Bernie's Book Bank is on our heart and on our minds every day because we find this guy and find our staff. So this has got to be big for you once again. This third event, third annual.
It's huge, and I can't emphasize that enough. And the partnership that we've built with you two, and now with ESPN Chicago, it's exposure, right? And I heard you in the opener. That's what we want. We need more exposure because there's more kids out there that need our books. And so we have to keep pushing the envelope and getting more money in so that we can reach all these children. There's about 150,000 more children in Chicagoland that we're not giving books to. We need to get to them. And it's events like this that help us gain that exposure that'll push us over the top.
22 million books.
22 million. It's a lot of books. We push a lot of books.
Mm-hmm. That's what they have already distributed. It's an insane number.
Well, like I said, Cap, I mean, the rewarding part is that when kids are holding onto those books and think they have to return them and they actually keep them, and I'm sure from a parent standpoint, it's like, hey, where'd you get that? You know, where'd you get those books? And so, because some can't afford it.
Right.
You know, this is... I think that the reason why that I'm so invested in this is because reading was so much part of my life growing up, right? because education was the whole thing. They didn't know what kind of knucklehead I was going to be when I was growing up. They didn't know that, but they said, you better open up a book and read.
My dad and mom, same thing. My brother, of course, he heeded that message. He's an eye surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad, dietitian. My dad was a lawyer. And then there was me. But books, we had to read.
Yeah.
Well, we always say it's the foundation for everything you're going to do. You can't find a career out there where you don't need a strong foundation of literacy. And watching you do the reads, Hoodie,
yeah.
I mean, you're blowing through it, and that's where it all begins, right? And that's what we want to do. We want to give all these children the opportunity to change their story and transform wherever they want to go. And so we're real excited.
So we could text, right? ESPN for books. Is this work 44321?
Yeah, it's open. It's ready to go right now. You can start texting as soon as you want.
So 44321.
44321. People could text. Text ESPN for books. That's where it is, right?
Yep. That's it. And they can make a donation right there. They can go to berniesbookbank.org and right on the front page, walk is one, click, boom.
You're in.
You're in.
So what about this Packers outfit you got going here? Here's what I hate, right? So the Packers beat the Bears, and we kind of knew that was going
to
happen, right?
I lost a bottle of wine to that guy.
Yeah, but here's the point, though. Packers fans bellyaching that it wasn't good enough. Like, the passing game wasn't good enough. You're not trying to be the number one team in college football, right? You're upset because you're number two and not number one against Alabama or Georgia. I mean, you still beat the Bears. Doesn't matter how you did it.
You know, so I happened to be up at Lambeau for the game, and mm-hmm. I was actually with some good karma folks. Sylvie and I hung out. Danny Zetterman and I hung out. Keith and I hung out, and I said, here's my take.
Does Danny not look like Aaron Rodgers?
He does. Especially, he had the sunglasses going. He had the look going. It was he. I think he was going for that in the stadium. But we kind of have taken on Aaron's kind of persona.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of grumpy, you know. Especially with the receivers this year, he's ornery. And I think Packer fans kind of follow his lead. And so, you know, we're not happy right now. I was ecstatic. I thought coming off of week one, they looked like a whole different team. So from my point of view, I thought that looked great, but I think overall, Packer fans, who, you know, we're a goofy bunch, I'll be the first to admit it, but I think they take on the persona of Aaron a little bit, and they like it. They like being miserable. They like being cranky.
Who will knock you out in the first round this year?
Oh! Wow.
That's a shot. At least we'll be in the first round.
I just speak facts.
At least we'll be in the first round.
The Eagles, Cap. That's who.
The Eagles. Shay says the Eagles will get it done.
That's it.
Again, it just I love the fascination of, like, well, you know, we won, but, dude, you'll take that victory. Are you kidding me? You'll take any victory. You know how hard it is to win in this league? Absolutely. I know Aaron Rodgers makes it look easy, but just the point is, like, it's hard to win.
It's hard to win, and you got to be happy.
Not against the Bears, though.
No, you got to be happy. And the defense, I thought, looked good, and so, you know, they're a slow-starting team traditionally, and I'm fine. I think we're going to be just fine.
All right, so you guys, when will you start leaving, Cap?
Right now.
You can't leave. Wait a minute, we got stuff to do. We got shot or no shot.
I won't be here.
Well, come on, man. What am I going to do?
You can handle it.
I can't. I don't. I'm not going to have a partner here.
You got Shay and you got Charlie.
Yeah, I don't have a partner here.
No. Come on, we got it, Hoodie. Come on.
What am I going to do? I can't do this show. Okay.
Got to rock and roll, baby. Got to get the steps in.
I know you wouldn't do that for me.
Yes, I
No, you wouldn't. You'd be dragging, like, the janitor from the seventh floor in here with you.
Come on, you, Fernando, come on down here.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Is that his name?
Yeah, maybe. I think I'm going to have to do this alone because you're going to be doing your walk thing. And I'm going to be here alone. How about that?
Take that.
Okay. I'll remember that when you'll be begging somebody when I'm on vacation, laid on a beach.
Dion, can you get in here, please?
Love you, man.
Love you.
Have a great time.
You're the best.
It's going to be easier for him now. The weight's off. He doesn't have the Samsonite luggage on him, so he's going to be much fun. This will be a breeze today.
Take that.
How about a strike, though? When I see you tonight, there better be a strike.
I got you.
Or you and I are going to have a problem.
I got you.
You represent Bernie's Book Bank. You represent Cap and Jay Hood.
I got you.
Right down the middle.
Bam!
Like the president.
Take that.
All right?
You got it. Take that.
And no leg kick, please. It's embarrassing.
I'm Louis Tian.
don't you do that. You'll lose fight
Full
of where
turn.
You are. Oh, man. All right.
All right. Love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Hoodie,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You keep the train on the tracks here, and I'm going to take Cap, and we're going to roll down the road.
Get your fine money.
Yes.
Your fine money.
This is the honorable here. Hoodie. Thank you.
That's part of it right there. Those are Cap's finds.
Wait. Is that yours?
Yes, it is.
Is that yours, Cappy?
Yes, pretty much. That. Yeah, so.
Pretty much.
And the one, it's stuck in his pocket, too. Don't forget that. No, there's more money. You owe about $10 in fines.
It's actually about 20. Yeah. I got it.
Okay. Make sure you get it from him.
We'll get it today.
Because he'll hold on to it.
You got it.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Cap and
I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Strike, by the way, at guaranteed rate. A strike. We're counting on you. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. So glad you're with us on this walk as one Thursday. I'd like to remind you, when we're done at 10 o'clock, we'll crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah. They'll be in for Greeny coming up at 10 o'clock. Carmen and Yurko from 12 to 2. Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6:30 right into White Sox baseball as they take on the Cleveland Guardians. All the shows today starting at 10. We'll be broadcasting live from Cork and Kerry at the Park. That's 3259 South Princeton Avenue. Celebrate Walk is One. Can I just tell you this? During the pandemic, we all took for granted, oh, we'll always have appearances. We'll always be able to go to bars again. And then everything was shut down. I'll never take that for granted again. If you know that ESPN 1000 is going to be in your area, stop on by, say hello. The guys would appreciate you stopping by just to say hello at appearances or at remotes that we have. And again, you can catch our shows between 10 and 6:30. Bleck and Abdallah, Carmen and Yurko, as well as Wall and Sylvie at Cork and Kerry at the Park at guaranteed rate 3259 South Princeton Avenue. Hope that you get a chance to be there as we celebrate Walk as One. All right, coming up, we have got Shot or No Shot. Also still to come, some thoughts about Lonzo Ball. Have you heard about this, Bulls fans? Is he starting the season with the Bulls? We're going to talk about that as well as deal breakers as we do every Wednesday or every Thursday at 8:30. We'll get to that. All part of the mix. We'll get to Shot or No Shot. 2 minutes right here on Cap and J Hood.